That was crispy. That was crisp, dude. You can't. Yeah, it's tough.
No.
I mean, we'll get over it eventually. All right. Hey, everybody. Who wants to do the intro?
You.
I guess I'll do the intro. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the 14th. Welcome back to the 14th episode of the AMP podcast. My name is Christian. I'm joined here by my associates, Gilbert Lopez.
Welcome back to the podcast. Oh, and God. Hello, everybody.
Dude,
we're back.
We are back.
We
took a little hiatus for a few months, couple of months. We were really starting to take off, and, you know, things happen, but we're back.
Guess what, guys?
Stronger than
lost ever. My virginity.
You know, we're taking
for the fifth time. I tell all the women I'm with that I
Yo, chill. Hold on. Go back. Reset.
Yeah?
Say it one more time.
What?
That's gotta be a crime.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but
I don't know. I tell all the women I've been with that I'm
it's
a virgin.
Like hiding an STD type
of thing. It kinda is.
It really is.
I don't have STDs. I don't use condoms either. But
for all the listeners out there, love you to death. We're actually Gilbert doesn't have any STDs. Just so you guys all know.
Do y'all use condoms?
What?
Yes.
What?
I don't use condoms.
I'm saving myself for marriage. So.
Have you ever invested in some?
No.
Really?
No, I've never bought a condom.
That's weird.
In your life?
No.
Huh.
I've been giving condoms.
That's
the same. I've given flavored condoms that have gone probably bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll never know if you don't try. No, I'm kidding. Don't.
I don't.
I'm just kidding. I'm literally just kidding.
Were those from your freshman year?
Yeah. So those are gone.
I got mine from Cap. Shout out Cap. The colorful condoms.
Colorful colors?
Yeah, they were colorful.
Those are the flavored ones.
Probably. Just got it. You gotta deal with it again. Yo, do we have the instructions? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have the instructions.
Where's mine?
I threw yours. I don't remember where.
Oh, it's over there somewhere, right?
No, that's where I threw. That's where I threw the two. Bro, really?
Man, they took an ass.
But, you know, I guess we should kind of give the listeners what they want, you know? And, you know, the million-dollar question, what have we been doing? I mean, seriously. What's been going on, guys?
You tell me.
I mean,
eating ass, smoking grass.
We're all out of grass.
You fucked that one up really bad.
Yeah, we just.
What if I just
want
to eat your ass? I mean, smoke some grass. Sorry,
no.
It's, you just gotta commit to the bit.
Yeah,
now. You literally have to commit to.
You just
the
gotta
bit.
Commit to the grass.
Amen, brother.
I don't like that. It
surrender
point.
Yourself to the grass.
Oh, I don't know if you. So for all our audio listeners, love you to death. We have a Lego sets in front of us that you probably saw from the previous video, and we're finally like building it up.
Fuck.
Yeah, those pieces.
Dang. Yeah. If you guys haven't seen the second, if you guys haven't seen the second episode of Winging It, we actually have multiple Lego sets in front of us that we tried to build without any instruction manuals, and now we finally have the instruction manuals. And I think the only person really committing to it is Gilbert. But that's just because he has a Toyota Supra he really wants to build. That was his set. So, I mean, that's...
When did I come with that?
What?
You missed a step, I think.
You missed a big step. If your chassis is literally in two pieces, you missed a step.
Well, no, he broke it on accident.
How'd you break it on accident? How do you break such a thick piece of material?
Oh, I missed the big old stones.
When?
Yo, Sir Christian, what have you been up to since then?
I mean, honestly, oh man, it's crazy. I've been in college. I mean, I've been a college boy for about what 4 months now. I won't disclose what college I'm going to, but
College
yeah, I mean,
of the Sequoias.
Tough. Well, I mean.
So,
yeah. I'm actually going to MIT. Me and Alan. That was violating, man.
Oh, my bad.
That actually hurt. No, but me and Alan are attending the same college. I mean, it's been a rough semester. I mean, it's. I mean, it really isn't any. It's nothing like high school, but at the same time, it's much better, but much worse. I'd say for, you know, our listeners out there who aren't in college or are still in high school, I mean, just be prepared to be, like, responsible for yourself, because there's nobody looking out for you but yourself in college, legit. Other than that, I mean, I finally got my car up and running, and then as soon as I did that, I got another car. So now I'm a proud owner of a 1986 Nissan 300ZX, and now a proud owner of a 2010 Audi A4. So I mean, that's another thing I've been doing. But yeah, I mean, programming stuff. Alan, we're actually gonna work on a project for your car.
Oh yeah.
Actually gonna do a little startup.
Okay, let's go.
We're actually gonna do a little startup sound for Alan's car whenever he presses the ignition. But I mean, yeah, that's basically me. What about you, Alan?
Well, I've been going to the same school as you.
Really? Damn.
Would have been nice if you had a better
tough.
Yeah. Mr. Proud Boy.
Mr. White Collar Job.
Mr. White Collar Confederate flag in the background.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I am. The angry words. But yeah, I've been just been focusing on school. And why are you trying to touch my toe?
Oh no. This is the exact piece I needed for my build, I think. I don't. Well, I mean, it's a Lego piece on the ground, so like, okay, continue. Sorry.
Right, so yeah, I've just been in school. It's been literally a vibe. Like, it's been that college experience. You gotta get over it. Bro, you're just trying to put his pieces together, but you.
Yeah.
I mean, like aiming effortlessly. But
for
yeah,
our listeners.
It's been the vibe. I literally, it feels like I haven't been struggling that much.
And do I have to restart? I really don't want to.
And I mean, Christian's right about the responsibility thing, but it's like a blessing and a curse at the same time. It's a blessing because you like literally have no homework anymore, and it's just like assignments or just like writing pieces and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
it's so great.
It's literally super easy.
Yeah, there's no
literally commit to it.
Yeah, there's no unnecessary handiwork that you need to do.
It's
like
literally like what you put in is what you'll get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so great.
So yeah, that's been like the best part about it. First part is just like getting the motivation to get up every morning.
I feel it on every single day.
And
literally
drive half an hour.
Yeah, on Monday, I mean, just I got up and I was like, oh, I have a speech to do today in communications, but I really don't want to get up. I really just want to sleep in all day, maybe make myself a sandwich or something. You know, just it was a rough day. But I mean, I got up. You know, you just gotta.
You just gotta go.
Sometimes you don't have motivation. You're just like, oh, I gotta do it because I gotta do it.
Thanksgiving's next week, so I'm chilling.
Yeah.
It literally feels, because I didn't have, like, my professor canceled class for this week almost.
Sick.
So I literally almost have a 2-week
break.
So
that's cool. Amazing, bro. Dang.
Yeah. And other than that, I've been teaching music, and that's been a vibe too.
Yeah, you're the music group that you've been teaching actually won championships.
Yeah, they won a championship here in California. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. It's truly incredible. What 14 years?
16 years.
Six.
No,
14.
12 years. 12 years.
12. Okay.
The last one was 2008. So
yeah,
that's
that
cool.
Pretty incredible, honestly. What an interesting group of individuals you got.
It was definitely what the fuck just happened at the moment.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it's like, after what happened this past year, we didn't even know if we were going to have something to work with type of thing. So
mm-hmm.
It was definitely a blessing to see it all come together at the end of the day.
Yeah. No, actually, can I tell you guys something?
Right.
I mean, okay, so I had literally gone with a group of people I went to go see those championships with.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally had to, I was stuck in the parking lot of the championships because my car wouldn't open. Like, my key fob, because it's my, okay, for those of you who don't know the Audi, it's an electronic key fob. And the key that I had that was actually, like, to separate the key, it was blank. Like, I couldn't get into my car at all unless I had the key fob working, and it wasn't. So I literally had to call a tow truck, and it was $100 just to open my car. And I was like, bro, like, I mean, I guess so. I mean, money's money, but I mean, like, I gotta do it either way, you know?
I want to do it, but I kind of have
to. Yeah, you know, I don't want to, but I have to type of thing. So, yeah, I mean, they come to the parking lot, they open it, and then I'm out of there, right? And they're just like, yo, we should get Raising Cane's before they could do awards. It was like 4 or 5.
Jesus.
It was like directly after you guys performed. Yeah, literally right after. And they're like, we should get Raising Cane's. And I'm like, you know what? I'm down. Let's go do it. And so I go. The thickest fog I've ever driven through in my entire life. It was horrible.
Oh, it got.
It was bad, dude. I couldn't even see like 5 feet in front of me. It was literally just like mist after mist after mist. I've never been more terrified in my life. Not because I feared something would come out, but because I feared that I would lose control or that something would go wrong with my car and I'd just be stranded in this thick fog for like the rest of the day. And I was like, frick, bro. So, I mean, thanks be God. I mean, like, I got through there, and we got to Raising Cane's, and, you know, I get out of my car, and I'm like, oh, I really don't want this thing to, like, stop working again, right? And so I press my key fob, and I'm like, okay, it's working. I literally get to the restaurant doors, and I'm still pressing my key fob. It still works, and I'm like, okay, chill. I go inside, and I'm kind of anxious, so I start, like, meddling. I start, like, fidgeting with my key and stuff like that, because, like, that's just what I do, because I like to fidget. Lo and behold, you know, we eat, come out, and they're just like, oh, hey, you know, like, can somebody ride with me? Because it was, like, four of us, but three of them rode in one car, and then, you know, I just rode by myself, and I was like, hey, can somebody, you know, ride with me, like, on the way back? And they were like, oh, yeah, for sure. Let me go ahead and, like, I'll ride with you. Just give me a second. And I go to unlock my car, click, nothing happens. And I'm like, that's weird. Maybe I need to get closer to the car. Yo, can you? What are you doing to my mic?
Dude, I'm literally trying to unloosen.
Are you trying to like loosen it? Or?
Yeah.
What are you? Oh gosh, bro, what are you doing? You're violating my mic.
Hey,
okay. So, hold on. I'm currently like Freddie Mercury-ing it. But you know, I get on. You know, I click. You know, click my. No, not the AIDS part.
Oh.
The fact, you know, the Live Aid concert? You know, the Live Aid concert where he picks up the mic and, you know, he's, like, walking around with it? And no? No? Okay. Yeah. Anyways, so I click the remote. Doesn't work. Get closer to the car, click the remote. It doesn't work. And so, you know, I'm like, this is really weird. I literally just paid $100 for a tow truck to come open my car. It was working just a few minutes ago. Why isn't it working now, right? I never get my question answered. Never get my answered for it, and I'm stuck in another parking lot with my key fob not responding to my car.
Why didn't you take the key out of the key fob?
But it was a blank. It wasn't like it wasn't carved to my lock.
Oh, it was
Yeah, it was a blank key. So like my car wasn't having it. It was like, no, you can't come in here. We don't want you. Nothing in my car was working. My key fob, I replaced the battery. There was an Advanced Auto Parts store right across the street from Raising Cane's. So I'm like, oh, sick. I go in there. They have me replace my battery. I go back in there because it's not working still. I go and what else do I do? I forgot what else. And then I got this like long metal pole that's supposed to open a door. That doesn't work. And we're literally like prying open the door with butter knives, like trying to open the door and trying to like pull this handle, and it doesn't work. And we're like, well, we've exhausted all of our options. Let's just call a tow truck. We call a tow truck, and he's like, does it have tinted windows? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, okay, well, my driver will be there in like 15, 20 minutes. Mind you, we spent about 2 hours trying to open my car without having to call a tow truck. And I'm like, okay, well, how much will it be? And he goes, $90. And I'm like, son of a gun. So we had to wait in the parking lot for a half hour waiting for this tow truck to come. At this point, awards are barely starting for like all of the bands. We literally wasted 2 hours where we could have, I could have been at the show and I could have just like just chilled with this later. No.
Oh yeah, you missed a bunch of good shows.
Yeah, I missed a bunch of good shows and I'm so mad. I'm probably just gonna look in Phil Marching.
No.
No? It's not there anymore or what?
No. They take the audio off copyright.
What?
Don't know.
So what's the point of watching a Phil Marching?
Until they gain copyright, because puts with them.
Okay, so yeah, we call a tow truck, dude gets there, have, you know, charged me $90. I'm like, okay, get back into my car, it's already awards. And I'm like, is it even worth going back to the competition? And they're like, really, at this point, no. And so I'm like, all right. So I'm like, okay, well, let me just go ahead and go home. We get a call on our way back home, and we're like, oh, hey, you know, who won, who won this and who won that? And they're like, oh, this school won. And I was like, what? And it was your school. And I'm like, no way. And I'm like 12 years. Wow. That's insane. And so I was beaming back home, but I really wish I could have seen any other, like, all the other shows, but I'm at least happy that I got to see your guys' show.
That one show that got a 90 last year?
Yeah.
Got a 92.
Yeah, I saw on the scorecards. That was incredible.
I know. Yeah, they did.
They got a 90. 92. The 92. It was a really good show. I'm really sad I didn't get to see it.
It was really good this time.
Yeah. That was alright. You couldn't really see it.
it was all the fog. I saw it.
What was it? What was that one?
Which one? The Elton John one?
No. The 5A one. The Band New Day. You remember that one?
No, I don't think I was there. I went to the hospital. Mm.
Tough.
I was vibing.
It was one that Travis dude went to.
I don't know. You're the one that knows Travis?
No. They had the pink props. No?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Alright, anyways, tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah, what have you been up to, man?
Literally nothing.
Man. Literally.
I'm working. Work's boring. Get paid.
Got a harvest season going on.
Harvest season's over. So it's just slow.
First time?
No. It really isn't, though. So, not really interesting. I don't really have an interesting life, guys.
Never mind.
What? What are you gonna say?
How are your balls?
My balls?
Yeah.
They're alright.
No lumps?
No.
How about you, Christian? No lumps?
No lumps.
You check your balls for lumps?
Yeah.
Better.
Every month.
Yeah, every month.
I feel like that's a healthy thing to do.
Yeah, if you're a dude, check your lumps. Check your balls if you have lumps.
Check your lumps for lumps.
Reach up as if you're doing, like, raising your hand, and then check under your boot. And yeah. Check
I recommend don't get the... Which one is the one where they put the machine?
The mammogram?
Yeah, I recommend not getting
How do
those.
I know that? How do I, like...
I don't even know.
Mammogram?
Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about.
I recommend not getting those because applying pressure to it also causes cancer.
That's insane. I never knew that.
That's why whenever you go to the hospital, you should ask for the hand one.
The hand one.
Where they feel it.
Yeah. I, like, just tell the doctor, I want you to touch me. Like, that's...
Ooh. I can't.
Anyways.
My girlfriend.
Aww.
She met the doctor, didn't she?
But it was a male doctor.
You're gay! I really had to take apart my thing because I don't know what I did wrong.
You probably assembled a part, a piece one or something. I don't know.
You missed like one piece. It's okay. How this is the best of us. And the worst. It's okay. Happens to us. Like a general theme.
Happens.
Yeah. So, what's up with Jennifer Aniston? No. Hold on, can we talk about the fat? Okay, so we get here to record, right? Hold on, can we get here? We get here to record, right? And Alan, Gilbert plugs in his computer. Tell me why the first thing that pops up when he opens his computer is Matt LeBlanc, which is...
He's Joey from Friends.
Which is Joey from Friends. But why is that the first thing that pops up on your Chrome browser, like, on your browser?
Sometimes you're, like, curious about who
has
the app. Why do you still have the tab open? That's my question.
You just probably got lazy and goes to death.
I had the video. I wanted to see who the guy was because he had a helmet on. You couldn't really tell who he was. Let's see. What was his name?
Matt LeBlanc. MattLeBlanc. BLANC. It's Matt LeBlanc.
Dude was looking it up, I think.
I hope so. I really don't know what else.
I was just talking back. 2 years ago, we were cracking open a cold one at Knott's Berries. Well, me, Jerry, Jordan, and Angel.
Tough, man. I was never cracking cold, like, open a cold one.
I think
was...
you'd die if you cracked open a cold one.
Yeah, no. Oh, wait, hold on. My graduation party. I mean, like, we weren't doing podcasts at that time.
It was the Ken Block Drifts London.
You know who Ken Block is?
Ken Block?
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
It's, you know, Top Gear?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it was a Top Gear video.
Oh. Dang.
It's a nice car, too.
Dang.
That's crazy. Are you saying?
Yeah, so, I graduated, and the last time we had a podcast.
No, we had a podcast after that. We had a podcast after that, yeah.
Really?
After my graduation party?
Yeah, because we talked about the
Right. Yeah, it was after. Did we talk about my graduation party?
Yeah, because we talked about the coupon game.
Right.
sip, bro. You don't chug. You sip.
You don't?
No.
No, it's like sparkling. It's like sparkling water. You just.
It's not sparkling.
It's not sparkling.
No, but it has the same theme as sparkling water.
You take we have joint juice here, and Gibbert decides he should chug.
Joint juice. If you guys would like to reach out to us, we would love to collaborate with you guys.
You need
to
sip on anything.
Like, we would love to be like representatives of your product. We love your product. I love cranberry juice with all of my life.
We definitely need to play basketball now.
It's. I love cranberry juice.
I love women.
Same.
And cranberry juice, right?
And women.
And women.
Women and cranberry juice, my favorite combination.
So joint juice, you're listening, we'd love to collaborate with you guys. Our listeners out there, please reach out to Joint Juice. Who are they owned by? No, they're an actual, jointjuice.com. All our listeners out there,
shake well.
Please reach out to Joint Juice and just have them sponsor us, or at least reach out to us for some sort of.
I'm sending an email right now.
Do it, please. I'm that would kidding. Be amazing.
Are you okay? That sounded like.
Man, you like busted your knee on our table. Is that okay? Are you okay? Huh? Can this be like the official EMP table? This would be sick.
This is probably a sketchy table.
I was like, we should probably get it a little better for him, but yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I mean.
We can get 10% off my first order.
Are you serious? Should we just, like, order Joint Juice? Like, for the rest of, like, our podcast?
Yeah, we kind of have to record video if we're going to do that.
True. I mean, we just got to get a camera that, like, records for, like, longer than, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. That'll be all right. We'll figure it out eventually. Maybe we'll just, like, live stream it on Twitch.
Yeah, I can do it. Well, that's something in the future.
Yeah.
That's coming up for me. But, yeah.
Yeah. Future project now? Mm-hmm. Is that it? Did your project for you?
Little details, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah?
What happened, Yobert?
Can't find the piece.
Whoops.
Dude, that looks like a mess. Stop trying to... Don't open that. That's going to make it worse.
Please. That would
It's working in my head. I just want to let you guys know.
I know. You're like a... You're a sorter. You like everything in chaos, and you can sort it out on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hot.
I like getting broken people...
That's a
topic
for another day.
That's
anyway.
A red flag.
Didn't you know that? That's a red flag.
Yeah.
But I don't do that.
Sure. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
They pick you. There's a difference.
That is very true.
Sorry. Didn't mean to throw that out there.
That is.
If you're listening.
It's not about you.
It's not about you.
It's not about
you. Literally not about you.
If you think it's about
you. Stop fucking thinking it's about you, bro. Stop.
If you think it's about you, it's not about you. That's literally like the beginning and the end of it.
Yeah, I hate people.
Okay.
Scared me for a second. Yeah.
I mean, he's still scaring me, so.
Yeah.
There's that feel to it, but
All right, so question.
Yes.
What's your favorite Jack's Munchie meal? Burger.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Gilbert, go first since you're busy too. Ha! Gilbert.
What?
What's your favorite Jack's Munchie Meal burger?
Which ones are those?
The one that was the after 9 p.m. ones?
Have
you ever been zooted on one?
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
The grilled cheese one.
Yeah. All right. What about your question?
I've never been zooted, so.
That's fine.
That's cool.
Either. I feel like I've been violated.
It's not even violent. It was just random.
Jeez, man, that was that hurt.
That's cool.
That was rude.
Bro, it ain't that deep.
Alright, you were saying
the curly fry sriracha burger.
Yeah, that one's alright too.
Yeah.
It depends on time of night. Cause
yeah.
If it's like red at 9 o'clock, I'll get it. If it's like 10, 11, I'm like,
yeah.
I ain't gonna be able to sleep too much.
What about you?
Mine's the tater wing.
The chicken tater melt?
Chicken tater melt.
No, it's fine.
It's pretty good. It just, like, really just, like, dissolves in your hand, though.
Yeah, you really can't tell what is what in that sandwich.
It's just
though.
Like a biscuit, though, that's why.
Yeah, but it's just, like, you don't know what when the chicken, where the chicken begins and where the potato ends.
What?
I remember one time. Okay, because usually when you take a bite of a burger, you really can, when you take whether it's a burger, a sandwich, or like any type of thing, you can really tell when and where certain things end and other things begin. For example, you take a bite of a burger, a bacon burger, right? You could tell that, hey, there's bacon, there's lettuce, there's tomato, and there's a burger, and this, you know, there's part of the patty in this bite. Yeah. With the chicken tater melt, you really don't know. It's like, oh, it's potato, chicken, bread. Chicken, potato. You really don't know.
That's kind of the point.
I guess so, but I mean, like, it didn't sit well with me the first time I ever had it, and so I really thought that the chicken tater melt was garbage, and then I tried it again, and I'm like, dude, this is the best thing on planet Earth. Like, definitely. Literally, this is God's great blessing to us. It was. By far one of the best experiences I've ever had, especially with the tacos. My goodness, dude.
That whole meal is just amazing.
It's really amazing. It's
hard.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where Jack in the Box gets most of the revenue. Like, 100%. There's no way they don't, like, they make it on, like, the egg rolls or something.
Why do you say that?
Are you part of, like, Jack in the Box corporate? Or
obviously.
Yeah, he's a stockholder, that's all.
Yeah, I got an NFT.
That's not what it means at all.
I don't know what NFT means.
They're copyrighted images? It's literally, like, I don't know if you've seen the Post Malone one, because he's, like, really popping.
I know
the board monkey
one. Yeah, board monkey?
The board monkey, it's literally, like, I don't know why it's so fucking expensive, but it's by crystals.
Yeah.
So a crystal is, like, right now it's like $33,000.
I saw 50 crystals was over 200 something
million,
thousand.
Yeah. No, it's like a million type of thing. So,
oh, yeah.
Like, it's so expensive, and you're like, what the heck? But it's basically art that goes electronically. So you buy the, like, it's imagine like an art auction that goes on in, like, in the old days where you're like, oh, $50, number 32,
right.
Number 33.
Yeah.
So let's say like the Mona Lisa goes up for sale, but it's just an NFT. So you go, and you're like, and you bid for this Mona Lisa, and that's why the price keeps going up. But there's like different versions of the Mona Lisa. So it's like Mona Lisa like smiling, or like her titties out, or like stuff like that. And the more that there's a need for it, the more the people will buy, because it's like a supply demand type of thing.
Why didn't you just screenshot the photo?
That's literally what people, there's like tryhards that are like, you can't screenshot my NFT, man. I bought that thing for $300,000. Like, it's like, people are going, like, way too far with it. But it's, like, understandable because, like, you paid, like, almost $1 million just for a picture of a monkey. You don't think so? It sounds stupid, but it's kind of how it's literally what's stopping you from, like, right-clicking. So it's, like, you know, it's a dumb idea at first, but, like, it kind of makes sense for, like, art as a perspective of a seller.
Right.
Kind of makes sense, like, on a digital world. Like, yeah, my art can sell at the same rate as if I was going to the art auction, which only, like, 80-year-olds go to. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I never knew that.
See, yeah.
Huh.
I try to get into NFTs, but they're so expensive. I try to get a free one, and they have fees for, like, $250 each.
What?
What
are the fees? It's online.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's online. What do you?
I pay for my own
internet.
Yeah. You trying to make me pay for my own proxy?
Yeah,
like
what?
What do you? Didn't know I had to pay for my IP address.
So yeah, it's like, damn. I'm guessing it's like just gaining the rights for it, I guess. That's so expensive for rights. But
it's
yeah.
Unbelievable.
But yeah. That's NFTs.
Dang. What's your guys' favorite late night meal? Like, if, like, say, like, you wake up and you're in a cold sweat,
you're like,
but you're just like
guilty pleasure kind of way.
What?
Guilty pleasure?
No, just
no,
pleasure.
Like late night, like you wake up.
Like you wake up in a cold sweat and you're just like, bro, I'm like, mad hungry. I need to eat.
You open
like,
the fridge. What's the thing you reach for?
Like it, ideally, if it was there, what would you?
Yeah, like everything that you ever imagine is in your fridge. You open the fridge. What's in there that you grab? 2 a.m. Groggy as hell still.
Oh god, I reached for the ranch.
wait. Like a full on like bottle of like Hidden Valley Ranch?
I just put myself in the scenario.
And you grab the ranch
and
right now.
I grab the ranch.
Is there anything like.
You just straight
is
up
there anything
it or
outside
what?
The refrigerator? Like a pizza or anything? That,
no.
No? You just turn around and
just
place the ranch there?
Yeah, and I was like, why'd I grab the ranch? And I put the ranch on the counter and I leave it there and I go back in. And I'm hoping we have pizza from, like, the next night.
There you go. That's
cold pizza is
cold
the best.
Pizza.
There you go. Yeah, bro. really?
Cold Pacifica pizza is
pretty
good.
That's a better idea.
Bro, Pacifica pizza has just fallen off recently for me.
Really?
Personally. Because I literally ordered, like, Pacifica pizza, like, a week
dirty
ago.
Looks from both of us, right?
No, but I ordered Pacifica pizza, like, a week ago. Mm-hmm. And it was two pizzas. It was Hawaiian and Meat Lovers. And I was like, okay. I was like, this is going to be like the best pizza ever, because usually the crust is so puffy and they're like, their dough is so light. It's great, you know? They slap on the cheese and sauce. They're not shy with toppings, like, at all.
Yeah, they usually hit 100%.
Yeah, they slather on that stuff. I ordered it this time. Bro, it literally looks like they went to, like, a local Walmart, picked up about two boxes of Red Baron pizza, ate half of those pizzas, and then just slapped all of these, like, slices together, baked it, and then delivered it to me. It was the most insulting.
That was very detailed.
It was the most insulting pizza I've ever eaten in my life. It was, like, a flatbread pita, but you obviously could tell that it wasn't, like, a full thing, because, like, all the slices were unproportional to each other.
Understandable.
Yeah. Like, you would literally pull, like, a regular slice, and then right next to it was, like, a slice that was, like, 20% smaller, but there was just a big, like, indent. And I'm like, what? What happened? Literally, what happened?
They probably gave you a throwaway pizza.
They literally gave me
a throwaway pizza. They gave you a wrong pizza. They're like, and they probably put it on the side. They're like, is this guy for the next guy? Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You just got a throwaway pizza.
It was disgusting. It was insulting. I'm having mixed thoughts about Pacific Pizza. Now, they've always been reliable, but man, that was such a bad pizza to order.
This is one I've had an experience. Doesn't mean it's gonna be bad forever, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to try it again, but man, I dropped like $35 on.
How that. Many pizzas?
Huh?
Too large, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Man. Premier always got my heart, though.
For real.
Dude. Premier, the Hawaiian Hitman, always got my heart.
Oh, my dude. Gosh, the Hawaiian Hitman.
That's the only time I eat, like, pineapple on pizza.
It really.
It's a spicy, you don't even, it's like, you don't focus
yeah,
on the pineapple.
Yeah, what is it, jalapenos, barbecue sauce, pineapple, and, like, what else? Like
sausage and ham.
Yeah, it's the, by far, like, the most incredible thing. Yeah.
I don't people, have to open up this one.
People actually don't like it, though. I've actually
had to, though. Okay. Put it separately, don't mix it in.
Like, put it on the side. You could literally put it right here. Like, it's...
Nah,
it's
fine.
I want it so, like,
it's close
reach.
By, yeah. So you don't want to put those mixed together because then you'll lose all of them together. Are you saying Christian's?
Man, I really forgot what this... Oh, some people just don't like Pacific Pizza. I mean, Premier Pizza. They say that...
I mean, there's people like that. It's because it's, like, a crunchy pizza.
It's a really crunchy...
A brick oven, like, flat...
Yeah.
Flatter, dough on the bottom. So.
Yeah, so it tends to become a little bit more crunchy and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I like that. I like literally like peeling the layers of
the undercrust.
Yes, it's the most satisfying and rewarding thing I've ever done with pizza in my life. People just don't like it, you know, and it's understandable. Some people like a chewy dough. I like my slices. Like, never mind. Nope. I just like them crispy. I like my pizza slices like I like my.
What?
What?
Flat and crispy.
No.
I like my food prepared like how I know.
No.
They go together.
All right. Anyways,
let's stop this.
Let's go back to the original question. If you go open the fridge or look in the counter, what's the first thing that you see at 2 a.m. and you're like starving? Like, what do you grab? What's the thing that you grab?
Jeez, oh my gosh, that's. Oh my gosh, my mom's green enchiladas. My mom makes the best.
At what time in the morning?
Two in the morning. I don't know how it tastes. I've never seen any of them.
I have some downstairs. We can have some over here. But yeah, man, that they're like the best thing because like you know you put them in the microwave for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
They come out all like cheesy and warm, and it's just great. As far as like fast food or anything like that, I reach into the fridge. Man, I'm really hoping for just a maybe like fat, like half-eaten burger that like I started like the night of, and then I wake up at like 2 a.m. and I'm like I'm gonna finish that burger like right now, and I just like slap. I don't like I throw it in the microwave for like 30 seconds, pull it back out, and I just devour the whole thing, and then I go back to sleep as if nothing ever happened. I feel like that like ideally would be
a burger.
Yeah, burger.
Understandable. Man,
what about you?
I'm trying to think. I'm seeing.
Just close your eyes and imagine yourself. You wake up, you're all groggy. You're like, bro, I'm like mad hungry. I need to eat something like right now.
Mad hungry or like?
Like you're mad hungry. Like it's like, you like it's like past like the munchies.
So your stomach's like.
Yeah, type of thing. And you just you like it. You don't have to eat, but you want to eat because you like, you know.
Oh, so I can wait a little bit. Like, until the morning or what?
I mean, not like, yeah, but you'll, like, wake up, like, super hungry and your stomach's gonna be hurt because
I get you.
Basically, starve yourself.
I think the first thing I imagine is just grabbing, like, if I have, like, Oreos, Chips Ahoy.
Dang.
Or, like, the True Blues.
You keep those in the refrigerator?
No. Yeah, I like my...
I like to keep my Oreos refrigerated, baby.
I like mine cold, baby. Nah, just, like, in the counter or whatever.
Gotcha.
Open it up. Grab a glass of milk. Preferably, like, a tall one.
Yeah.
And just, like...
Dang, bro.
And just, like, half eyes closed, just... You know?
Yeah. You went the sweet route. We both went savory. If you had to pick a savory food.
A savory food?
Yeah.
Can you grab that for him? Man, it's struggling.
I dropped it 3 times.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead. You like a savory food? Like pizza, pasta, burgers,
Chicken Alfredo.
Dang.
Chicken Alfredo in the middle of the night just hits.
And
I had one.
From anywhere specific,
like,
or
what's up?
From anywhere specific, or
yeah, I don't care.
Hey,
I'm not racist towards Alfredo sauce. So.
Oh, okay, I don't think it's racism more than
I am. Okay, so
as long as it's not like pasty Alfredo sauce. I'm
I
cool.
get you. Yeah,
not like that. You know, like hard.
It's,
to,
yeah, like
it has
settles.
To be like silky. You know.
Yeah, like it has to. It can't
it's
settle.
Smooth like butter.
Dang.
Even though undercover.
What if you had to like pick like a street food?
A sweet
yogurt.
Yeah, sweet food. Doesn't matter if you're lactose. Like.
Oh, it doesn't matter?
No.
Dang, no. Angry chick sandwich. If I had to pick a savory food.
Cold?
In the middle of the night?
In the middle of the night, bro.
Cold?
Like, huh?
Cold?
No, warm.
Like,
really?
Like,
I had,
like
I
out
it
on
it
the counter?
Back. Yeah, like I hit it back up or something like that. Like, just like the fries and like, bro.
Ooh, I
let
don't
me
know
talk,
about rewarming
the,
up the fries.
The fries don't hit the
no,
same.
They don't hit
the
same.
Don't hit
bro,
the same
honestly, way. Okay, so one time I actually woke up at like 3 a.m. and I, the thing is, I was watching The World According to Jeff Goldblum on Disney Plus.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah. And so I literally fell asleep eating my Angry Chick sandwich. I wake up in the middle of the night. My hand is literally in the carton. Like, that I, like, my to-go box.
You're in the box, yeah.
Yeah, it's, my hand is literally in the box, still holding the sandwich. My left hand is holding my phone still. My phone is dead, but my sandwich is right there. So I drop my sandwich, I plug my phone back in,
oh,
turn it back on, go back to the same episode I was watching Jeff Goldblum on, and then finish the rest of my sandwich and then go back to sleep. It was the most unbelievable, satisfying thing I've ever done in my entire life. It was... I was truly at peace in that moment.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I had, like, there was no stress of exams. There was no, like anything in my life. It was just finish sandwich, watch show. It was the most peaceful moment I've had in a while.
You. It was just, like, the silence of the
yeah,
night.
Yeah, bro, I was like a floater in a cloud. It was, like, God, like, lifted me up. He was like, okay, you're, like, halfway between, like, heaven and earth, and this is where you are. Watch Jeff Goldblum. And I was like, you know what? I'm down for it, man. Thank you.
Wait, someone goes, yeah, I'm watching Jeff Goldblum.
2 a.m.
Have you watched his TV series?
No, I haven't.
That you don't understand that. You have to watch
I know how he talks. I know how he explains things.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't think I can watch that in the middle of the night, though. I feel like it's
like,
got to be a daytime thing.
When he touches his chin.
Out.
No, it,
yeah,
the nighttime thing?
Like,
I actually find his voice very soothing.
Really?
Oh, no. I find it very soothing. Like, I find it, like, as if he's, like, reading, like, a book to me.
I feel like he's super awkward.
He's very awkward.
It's like, you know, it's, like, beyond that. It's beyond the point of curiosity. You're like, wow, yeah, so cool. Like,
thanks,
yeah,
Jeff.
Wow, yeah.
Wow. You're doing a good
it's
job,
like,
Jeff.
So this is how it works. Yeah. That's
how
you're
that's
like,
exactly how it works.
So I'm like, yeah.
I feel like I've probably watched that, like, Hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No, I don't think... I mean, I like it just because it's, like, very, like, it's, like, freelance information.
Yeah, I think that's why I like, because I just like knowing fun facts for no reason. So I think that's why I like it.
It's just enjoyable, I guess.
Yeah. But I actually find his voice very soothing, so I fall asleep a lot to it. So
I'm losing my mind.
Shadow, recognize it.
No, I can't find the piece.
He gives 2 a.m. sweet food. What is it?
2 a.m. sweet food?
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. What kind?
I recently got like the thrifty ice cream.
Yeah.
But it's cherry chip.
Oh dang! I haven't had that before.
It's just like chocolate chip, but with cherries in it.
What the heck?
So it's like vanilla still? Vanilla chocolate chip? And then with cherries?
Pieces of cherry in there. And it's how it goes.
Really? It's hella good?
Yeah, it's hella good.
I don't know. I don't like cherries and chocolate, though, either. I think Queen Anne's is the only
It depends
exception.
On the chocolate.
Yeah.
Never had it, so I really can't put my
Queen Anne's?
Hat in the ring.
Have you ever had the Queen Anne's? The little chocolate
no.
drops with the cherry in the middle?
No.
They're absolutely delicious. I'm going to give you guys one. Some
really?
Christmas. Yeah.
Huh.
That's literally a Christmas tradition in my family.
Dang.
Let's give each other cream. You okay? Go over.
Dude.
I'm losing my mind.
Can you help him out, Christian?
Am I losing it? Am I... Do I not...
He found it.
Yeah,
he found it. He found it.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. He found it. He's been searching for that for like 2 minutes now. It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's see. What sweet food for me? 2 a.m. sweet food? Dang. Okay, there's this thing that like the Dollar Tree and like the 99 cents store sale. It's called Almanettes. I don't know if you guys ever had them.
I've had Raisinettes.
No. This is like different. It's like a cookie.
I don't know.
It's like this cookie with like little white frosting on it. And it's by far... the best cookie to ever dunk in milk. It's better than Oreos. If I had to stock load on something for the nuclear fallout, that would be the cookie I would go to. Straight up. I think that would be my 2 a.m. sweet food. Like if that was it.
I thought you watched me drop this.
No, Staples Center is going to change their arena name to crypto.com arena.
Why?
Starting Christmas Day. And then someone commented, should have been Pornhub.com arena because they're getting ran on this
Dang, that is tough.
It ain't coming out later.
Which team,
both of them? Yeah, both of them. Because the Staples Center is going to be belong to the Lakers. And then they're making a SoFi win for the Clippers. In Carson. I want to go back to San Diego, dude. You need to go to San Diego.
I'll literally need
to go to San Diego.
Like this weekend, probably. Or something.
Really?
What?
Oh, no, actually, I got to go axe throwing with like one of my friends this Saturday.
Axe throwing?
Yeah, he has to go.
Like,
if not, he's going to get an axe thrown at him.
Yeah,
so
it's actually pretty scary. I'll tell you how it goes, honestly.
Blink twice if you need help.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hold on. I've been meaning to tell you this for like the longest time, Alan. But remember like last Christmas when like, we had like Secret Santa and hold on. Wait. You're taking it the wrong way. Give me a second. Okay. You know how last Christmas you had given me
an ultimatum?
Dang it, bro! Let me finish my thought.
No, dude.
Jeez. You know how last Christmas you gave me a little LED strip for my car, right?
Yeah, the little underglow for the lights.
Yeah, little underglow for my dash and stuff like that. So I tried to like wire it into my car the other day. It didn't work.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Put it in the Audi. It's probably easier in there.
No, but the thing is, like, I tried it, like, on 12 volts, like, directly, like, from the battery.
You shouldn't have done that.
No, but even then, it's 12 volts. Like, I wired it to the switch first.
Did you?
And then I tried it a different way. And then I wired it to the, and then I finally was like, okay, let's just try it on the battery. And, it 12 volts didn't work.
Did you just burn it through? Or whatever?
So,
it's not work.
The thing is, I tried it in your car and it worked, right?
Yeah.
The thing I remember going home to my dad, and I was like, look what Alan got me. You know how we have USB sockets downstairs in my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I plugged it into that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I was like, I was like wondering like 2 months ago because I finally got like around to like wiring it up and I'm like, bro, why isn't this working? Yeah. And I'm like, what's going on? Because it would either flash like this very like bright white or it would just go red. And I'm like, what's going on?
That's probably an RGB thing though. Like a programming thing.
Actually, I looked it up, and because the house runs an AC current and DC current on the car, I actually looked it up, and it was like, yeah, you're going to fry, like, everything in your board.
In your car, if you were
it, yeah, you're, like, you literally just ruined your electronics. You plugged it in,
wow.
Plugged a DC circuit into an AC outlet.
That's terrible.
And so, like, I feel really bad, and I feel like I should apologize. You didn't give me a defective unit. I broke it.
You defected with
it. I broke it.
You defected with it.
Yeah, basically. So... yeah, I'm probably just gonna buy like one of those and then like wire it into my car.
Yeah. I was like, you can get into the Audi.
Oh my gosh!
The Supra has
I didn't know what those things are for.
Those are exhaust tips.
But now
can I put my tip in your exhaust?
You have actually driven a Supra before? Have I told you guys I've driven a Supra before?
Yeah. So you worked there, didn't you?
Because I worked at a dealership.
Yeah.
Toyota dealership. Only driven one Supra in my life. Apparently you updated the project. I have no idea if you did.
A while ago, yeah.
Huh. I just probably got a notification.
Yeah.
Insane.
Oh, baby. Oh, can I?
like the kids say, got him, bro. Like, that was brutal. Like, bro, why do you do that? That is...
Jinx bikes, bro.
I'm literally going to dunk that entire thing. I'm going to dunk. Have you guys seen Luka?
No. Yes, of course. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it, well, completely out of my mind in San Diego, so yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was when I visited my sister.
Oh. Do you know that one scene?
Yeah.
Y'all never let me finish my sentences? Anyways, you know that one scene with the Señor Vespa? That, you know that, like yeah, tall, awkward-looking dude? Yeah.
Yeah. The one with the scarf.
Yeah, where he's... I hated that. Like, everything that you just did right there.
Please don't choke on that. 7 points
that
for a reason.
Dude, like, we'd be now, we'd be laughing, and then all of a sudden we're just gonna hear Gilbert go, like, oh, yeah, and then, oh, like, in the middle of the potty, we're like, Gilbert, can you stop making weird noises? Can you do a Heimlich maneuver for a Lego piece? I feel like you can.
No, you just swallow it. If it's too small, you swallow it. I'm dead serious.
It's too tiny, you just swallow.
You just go, bro. You know that one scene where he's like...
You said that with experience. Did you have something to tell us?
Wait, what did I say?
You said that with confidence, as if you knew.
I've never swallowed a Lego piece. I'm just saying, if the piece is too small, you could
just
swallow it.
It's plastic. It's
going
to go straight through, yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. It'd probably damage a rib on the way down.
Because
that's how it works, right?
Yeah,
it's going to break a rib.
Swallow it through the lungs.
Yeah.
Chugging the whole super demo.
That's what that one is.
Doctor?
Human anatomy, bro.
PhD.
You know what I found out is that Bill Nye, the science guy, actually doesn't have any PhDs.
He's just cool.
He's just a dude. Like,
really?
Yeah,
he
doesn't have
the shits, too.
Yeah, he doesn't
people
have a
have been
PhD.
Shitting on him since. He's not even a real doctor.
Yeah. Like people just don't like that about him. And, like, they're just like... Yeah, he's not a real doctor, so I should listen to him. And I'm just like, he has...
The show is pretty cool. Like, he never claimed to be a doctor, so...
Yeah,
like,
true. But I guess people claim...
He's the science guy.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill
Nye, the science guy.
Science rules! I hate you.
Oh, gosh.
That's funny.
Jesus, man.
Jesus?
I said Jesus.
I don't like Jesus.
You don't
like
Jesus?
Jesus?
No.
How?
I'm not a fan of Jesus.
Why?
Just kind
of. Is there something about them that you don't like, or what?
Not really.
Sorry.
It tastes like lettuce. Oh, it's because I ate a burger with a bunch of lettuce.
There you go. Where'd you get a bunch of lettuce for a burger from?
I don't know. My sister made it for me. So.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you wing it?
No.
She used a recipe?
Shut the fuck up, Gilbert. Gilbert was like... It's pretty funny. For our audio listeners,
love
you
to death.
He's shrugging with his eyebrows at that sense. He's like,
doink, 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 doink.
That one, you know?
Yeah, just, that's not the sound effect that you shrug eyebrows about. Anyways.
Bro, stop.
Bing bong.
Are you vaccinated?
Yes, sir. Fuck your life. Bing bong.
Bing bong. So we in Coney Island. With this dumbass
mother. Are you vaccinated?
Yes, sir. Who's our president right now?
Byron.
Byron!
Anything you want to say to Joe Byron?
It's like, come on, let me slide through your crib or something like that.
Hey, yo!
If this hard hat is at your crib,
then I'm in her ribs. Yar.
Yar. Bang bomb!
Hey, yo, are we on a grunge?
I miss you.
I miss you. Bing bomb!
Bing I'm a Coney Island, I miss you.
I have no idea what you guys are saying.
I'm taking a ride on the cyclone, alright?
You want a shot? You want a shot? You want a shot? How has this bit been going on for this long?
No,
I don't know. He's never seen the sign talk.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I don't have YouTube. I don't have Instagram. I don't have Twitter. I don't have Snapchat.
I don't have TikTok.
I have TikTok.
It's been all over TikTok.
Really?
It's literally been all over TikTok.
I'm on the wrong side of
that. Fuck your life.
When they fucking won the game, that shit was not funny when they won the season opener.
It was the perfect cut too that I sent to you.
Let me see if I can find it.
I have a video of the guy saying it.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
What am I doing Thanksgiving?
I go camping.
Chilling.
Yeah. What about you, Gibbs?
I go camping.
No, camping? For Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
I feel like every major family event that you have is like camping.
Fuck Trey Young!
What?
What?
With the yellow.
I want to find the original.
Can I
have them all. Do you want to send them to you?
Oh my gosh, you do!
This guy, literally, it's literally just.
Can I see one?
Yeah.
Sure. Like, just like the best one that you have in your.
The best one? I don't think I have a best one.
Look over here.
The Coney Island Ski Club is pretty funny.
What is it, man?
Byron's Car Wash. That's a clip from it.
He reminds me of, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Andy Mignon.
Oh, I found the original video.
Yes, sir! Yeah.
Why does he have a ski in the middle of
this? Keep it real! Bing bong! What is it in the video when it starts up, or is it at the end where did the bing bong, the actual noise?
Oh yeah, it's the metro. It's the subway. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just like a Coney thing, I guess. I don't know.
Wow,
I've never been out there.
Never been to Coney Island. We should take a trip to Coney Island.
Let's
go.
That's a far trip. We're gonna lose all the money.
It's tough, man. But
I don't want to get robbed.
Gotta make sacrifices.
No offense, people in Coney Island. But
I love you.
Fucking life.
Bing bang. For our Coney Island listeners, go ahead and reach out. I mean, we'd love to, visit.
Send us a location to stay.
Yeah, please.
I'll pass.
Like a safe location, and then we'll try to make.
Oh, let's go to Manhattan.
We'll try to make the trip out there.
It's even worse out there.
Bro. Staten Island at that point.
Might as well just go upstate, bro. Let's just go upstate at that point.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Man, just erase the whole state at this point.
What's interesting in NorCal? I've hardly ever been.
San Fran? Sacramento's alright. Redding is pretty cool.
Huh.
Weed's pretty nice.
Weed is pretty nice.
Weed's California.
It's next to Mount Shasta. So you can. It's literally like on a clear day, you can see Mount Shasta. Like.
That's cool.
Upwards. It's pretty cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
I feel like I've like sent the wrong message, though. It's like,
nah.
Where do you live? Weed?
California.
Nope.
Huh.
Nice
place. Vanguard's over there. Always there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been like a weekend or two.
Nice.
Or a few days over there. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cool. I have to check it out.
What else?
Vanguard or Weed?
Vanguard.
You're funny, man. He's pretty funny, man.
Fuck your life.
Bing bang. Alright.
It's been 56 minutes. Oh, yeah, 4 minutes.
I guess. Yeah, just kind of just chill.
I'm not done.
How far are you? You're like halfway almost.
I don't think that's halfway.
I think that's halfway.
Is it?
That's more than halfway. So you see the stank when you started? It was a lot filthier.
Huh. Are you just going at that, aren't you, Gilbert? Dude, you look like a thinking man
right
now. Like in the Natural History Museum, you know what I'm talking about? Like
yeah.
The guy. Yeah, there you go. The thinking man.
So what's the plans for this thing?
This what?
What are we aiming for here?
I mean, honestly, just have fun.
I'm gonna say them.
Make the content that we want to make when we want to make it. I mean, you know, not try to like make any deadlines or.
You heard me?
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
Being bound.
Fuck your life.
You know, make the content that we want to make when we want to make it, and you know, just go from there. I feel like the biggest thing that holds content creators back is the fact that people like to put tags on them,
mm-hmm.
or try to like categorize them or make them feel as if they need to upload.
Yeah, you
like do. Content like every other day or every other week, and it's like. Bro, like, whenever we want to make content, we will. And that's when we, like, have the time and we want to, you know? But I feel like some big things are coming. I mean, like, you know, we're upgrading our equipment little by little. I mean, we've gained a new member.
True.
Jesse. He's not even here, so.
He's not even here, but, I mean, like, when he is here, when he will be here. Yeah, for everybody out there, we have our new member. His name is Jesse. He's going to be joining us in our podcast, hopefully very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool guy, pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
We all like him, so hopefully he's a nice addition for us all. And bro, that is a sick hatch. That is amazing, dude. You made your first work. Wow, that's awesome. That's sick.
Good job, buddy.
Good job, man. Right on, dude. See right, you at lunch, buddy.
Can we end with some news articles?
Yeah.
So the first one is a broken toilet on SpaceX capsule means astronauts will return to Earth in diapers.
What?
Yeah, so the journey back to Earth from space is never easy, but the astronauts aboard the SpaceX capsule coming home on Monday will have the extra challenge to deal with. No working toilet. So they'll be wearing diapers on those as they splash down, so in order to prevent anything else from splashing too.
That's pretty
funny. Nearly 200 days in space. It's been a very intense mission, and a lot of things have happened, said someone. Over the mission, they conducted a series of spacewalks on solar panels, installing solar panels and upgrading the station's power grid, and made tacos!
Nice! What?
They made tacos. The first green chili peppers in space, and made tacos with them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. So, if we're stuck in space, y'all wearing a diaper?
You know, honestly, if that means I get to go to space for a little bit, I'd be okay with wearing a diaper.
Why'd you start saying no, bro?
I feel like you're just giving me to someone else away and wear a diaper.
I don't know what that fucking thing you just said.
Yep.
I'm looking for a piece, so, like, I don't know what I'm saying at all, either.
Looking for a piece?
So you're not wearing a diaper?
No.
Why not?
Because I feel like a baby.
A baby?
Oh my gosh, can we talk about the Obi-Wan Kenobi series coming to Disney Plus?
Alright, so the next one is a potato the size of a small dog is found in New Zealand. I'm not kidding, look at this potato.
Oh my gosh, it is the size of a small dog.
Yeah, it's like Colin and Donna Craig Brown were weeding their garden in New Zealand when Colin's hoe struck something huge just beneath the soil surface.
Damn.
They kept digging and digging.
That's it.
We couldn't believe it, Donna said. It was just huge. Yeah, it's pretty cool. What are you doing if you find a potato of 17 pounds?
I take a picture of it.
I send it back to Ireland.
It's a low hit, bro. Too soon.
It's a little bit. Yeah, too soon.
Bro. Too soon.
About 300 years too soon.
Holy shit.
My gosh, it's huge, dude. It literally looks like the golden nugget in LA. Las Vegas.
Whoa! That's
huge, man. That's literally the size of my torso.
That's bigger than a tumor.
That's.
If they say you got a potato size, that's what I'm thinking.
What?
You know how they refer to, like, tumors and.
Anyways, for the last one. Spiders can have arachnophobia. Yeah.
It's good. They look at themselves in the mirror. It's like the type of thing, like the type of TikTok trend where they like break
it's
blue
like
in the
when
mirror
I look at myself
and
in the mirror
scared.
I'm just like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Just, oh no, myself.
Oh no. It's just me.
Oh no, this is literally, yeah. Static visual predator recognition in jumping spiders. Let me see the article right here.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's like a legit article and everything, so it's pretty cool. Oh, that's like an article. Visually detecting, recognizing, responding appropriately to predators increases survival. So yeah, they're literally just scared of themselves because they see themselves as a predator. So they're like, it's a homie that's trying to kill me.
That's tough.
That's crazy. And then, yeah. What? Skimplation? Skimplation? The reason why inflation is worse? But yeah, yeah. Oh my goodness! That's actually hilarious, but I can't say that one. I think I saw this one in the Misfits podcast. A New Zealand city is taking its official wizard off the payroll after 2 decades.
Oh,
wow.
That's like fucked. Like, his name's Chris Church. The city's called Christchurch.
You're a fucking wizard. Bing bong.
New Zealand is parting ways with its official city wizard after more than 2 decades. His offensive remarks about women and the locals.
Wow!
Strategy.
Jeez.
Reportedly spelled his doom.
Wow.
That's it, man.
That took a turn.
He's been on the council's payroll since 1998, receiving an annual salary of $16,000 in New Zealand.
That's a chill gig, bro.
That's like 11 G's right there.
That's insane.
To provide acts of wizardry and other wizard-like services as part of the promotional work for the city of Christchurch.
That's insane.
That's hilarious. Yeah, he's literally... The council has met with the wizard and sent him the letter thanking him for his services and informing him that we'll be bringing our formal contractual arrangements to a close. Yeah, they literally just, like, fired the man. I love women. I forgive them all the time. I've never struck one yet.
That's...
Yet? What?
And on that note, thank you guys for listening to the 14th episode of the AMP podcast. We appreciate you guys sticking around and whoever's here at the end of it. We appreciate you guys listening all the way to the end. Again, you guys are the reason why we do what we do and why we continue to do what we do and why we've come back from our long hiatus. But hey, we are back. We are back and hopefully we are staying, making content for you guys, but making content that, we hope you guys enjoy. So, again, thank you guys for watching or listening. Alan, Gilbert, you guys have any remarks? Any final words?
That's not his piece at all. I linked for that one right there.
It's something like that, yeah.
It's that one right there, dude.
Well, which one? Where? This
just
one?
Kidding, I'm fucking
that's
dude.
Not
really.
That's
I'm
tough.
Gonna punch you in your throat. No, just kidding.
Gilbert, do you have any closing remarks?
I said thank you to everybody.
All right, so yeah, again, thank you guys for listening to the AMP podcast, and you know, hopefully, you know, we'll see you guys next time. Peace out. Thank you guys.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.